turunduse täht.
So, if I had to say who would earn the honor of receiving the award of best weekly marketing, just this morning I received an email from Airbnb. I'm not sure if everybody's familiar with Airbnb, but
I'm not.
If basically it's a service provided an online service originating from New York. Three guys had an apartment downtown New York, and they thought, well, why don't we rent a room to anybody who's visiting New York? Out of that has grown a, and I'm lacking the number now, I think they're valued for $10 billion now or so. It's tremendously grown. And basically, internationally, if you are looking for anywhere to stay in a private home, what used to be couch surfing back then, they really took this whole couch surfing idea to a next level, and you can, wherever you are, literally rent a room from a private person on a daily basis. What they found is, and that was their turnkey finding back then, what made the service really take off is having really nice pictures of all those places. And just this morning, as a user, because I've booked, I don't know, in Madrid, in Spain, in Berlin, a couple of places in Germany, I've booked a room with them and through them already. Just this morning, they released a new service called Airbnb Stories. And if I put it in a nutshell, they finally came to realize that if their topic is traveling, and if their customers, just as me, are traveling mostly for pleasure and not for business. It's all about those experiences you have in those foreign places. Now, if I don't want to have a private experience, I might already have booked my hotel room just as anybody else. But if I'm staying with a private person, I'm all in for the experience of a lifetime with heart, you know, with deep feelings. This morning they announced a service where I can share my personal stories during my travels, having, you know, whilst I was booking a room through Airbnb on their site, which only makes my profile there more valuable, because my user-generated content, which in itself is a huge part of gamification and game development as of now, on that site, others can read it, and it's like a win-win-win-win-win for everybody. They are raising the chance of people finding nice places to stay, and for all those offering places, their place becomes more valuable if somebody attaches a really emotional story to it. Me as a person, I can brag with this Facebook-y idea of how many people liked what I wrote and share the love that I'm sharing, and ultimately, as from looking at it from a business perspective, they are only going to get more reservations and bookings through their site, because they just emotionalized their service far beyond the point where it's only, you know, book me a room for a night. So. To me, this was all new this week, and they totally got this one part of gamification and game thinking right, which is incorporate what your audience, what your target group, what your customers are all concerned with, what their intrinsic motivation is. And Airbnb's intrinsic motivation, or Airbnb's customers' intrinsic motivation, is, hey, I want to travel and I want to have deep experiences. And why does this service provider doesn't give me a platform to share those experiences attached to the service where I purchased it in the first place?
Today I had, this was easy for me, as there was a person writing to our Facebook page, providing a candidate for weekly marketing award. And that's why I rely on his suggestion. And the suggestion was an interesting, looking a thing from a different point of view. And he thought that the candidate would be, I don't know even is it a company who is building the the jogging roads. Yeah, and he was jogging there, and what he liked was that every kilometer there was a post. Mm-hmm. Is it called a post? Yeah, there it was a sign that someone, a company, was supporting or sponsoring the jogging ways, and he wrote that it's interesting because he really recalled the names of the companies that that were named on the posts. So really telling about different companies, and so that's why he thought that it's a really brilliant idea, and wondered would it be possible even for smaller companies who don't have much money, but maybe have the money to buy a post saying that you have passed 2 kilometers in this row. On the jogging way. So this is the candidate from me.
So it's advertising in a forest or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talking about the log homes
yes,
before.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I don't have any very brilliant candidate, but there was one story that was mentioned several times during the past 2 weeks. In national media, and also it's in international media, and actually it comes from international media, and you know, it's all about this potato salad, you know?
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
What is about potato salad? I don't know.
You know all those nice platforms, then you can put up your idea and ask everybody to finance it.
Crowdfunding.
Yes.
Okay.
And the guy wanted to ask people to make a potato salad for himself first, and maybe then to others also, and put it up, and if it was so popular, so he, you know, the actual number he finally got.
I guess it was more than 1,000. I guess.
No, it was more than 30,000 or 40,000.
Oh, really?
Yes.
To do what?
I lost track.
To do what? First
of all,
to make
a potato salad for himself.
Yes. First it was potato salad for himself, but so many people wanted to give money, so he said that okay, I make for you, and then finally he said I will ask everybody, a big huge party to everybody who has given money. So it grew up from a small funny stupid idea, and actually what I saw behind it, of course. All what we are talking today is this gamification idea and internet platforms and apps. So in my mind, the world has gone crazy, and you can't stop people gaming. And if you have given them those tools, and they have their credit cards, or they have this mobile payment ability, or whatever, and if you start whatever stupid game, then you never know where you will finish. So this was a brilliant idea, and I think of course maybe it was fine for him to make the salad now for everybody, but first of all, this platform actually won, if I take it from a marketing perspective, and I don't believe this was their idea to make such a nice advertising to them, but it's interesting because more and more people understood that actually it's working, you can get money, and this was a simple like this.
I guess the potato salad shall win this week.
I don't know to whom we should send it, to the guy who started to make the salad, probably, yes?
Then we should ask him to send some salad to us.
Now congratulate Kickstarter.
Okay, let's do it for Kickstarter, because they actually got the power out of this.
If it wasn't for Kickstarter, there would have been a lot of projects, a lot of innovations, and a lot of interaction offerings, they simply wouldn't exist as of now if it wouldn't be for them, because they made it popular. They made it big. And if, you know, funny story, what really made Kickstarter go through the roof was a game. So there was this guy called Tim Schafer, very well-known game designer, and he's been running around for years now saying, hey, I'm this dude who made PC gaming adventure games big. I did Monkey Island. I did Day of the Tentacle. I did Indiana Jones. I did games that you grew up with. Let me do another adventure game. And nobody gave him any money, wasn't that money he was asking for. So he said, what the heck? I know that my fans are out there, so I'm just going to ask them directly. He was asking for, I guess it was $300,000 plus $100,000. By the way, that was the smart part, because the additional $100,000 was for a documentary that he was shooting whilst developing the game, which literally means if you back him and his project, you're going to get a sneak peek into game development as a regular gamer, and people loved it. Throughout the 30-day campaign, he reached a total pledged amount of it exceeded the mark of $3 million, and it was by far the by then most successful Kickstarter campaign ever. And to a large extent, that was what Kickstarter got all that famous and all that well known, and people realized, okay, this is not, you know, this is not for child's play. This is serious money here. This is a serious channel to my consumers, to my customers, to my fans, and all those middlemen, bye bye. I don't need you anymore. I don't need any publisher or distributor or person who back then controlled my market access. I can now, stay in contact with my clients, with the guys who love and pay for whatever I do directly, and I can cut them out completely. Completely changes the whole way game development sees at least this whole idea of how do you finance a project at the moment. And, you know, speaking about what you can learn from the gaming industry, even as far as financing a project is concerned, gaming is innovation leader here.
So Kickstarter will get our award this week.
That's true.